Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I read this morning and I found it interesting. I love Toy Story, the movie.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
So much.
And they say it's one of the biggest mysteries in the Toy Story universe. Where is Andy's dad? There might actually be an answer. A guy who designs and reviews toys, the guy's name is Mike Mozart, and he claims that the co-writer of Toy Story, Joe Ranft, who, by the way, has passed away and cannot confirm or deny the story, this guy says that Joe Ranft once gave him the full-on backstory. It turns out that he's dead. The father is dead in the story. And he was Woody's original owner, and his name was Andy, too. So he's in the story that I'm going to tell you, he's Andy Sr., and the little boy who has Woody as a toy is Andy Jr. According to this Mike Mozart guy, he says, Joe Ranft said that as a child, the father got polio and lost the use of his legs. As his parents were getting ready to put Andy Sr. in the hospital, they took all his stuff and put it out in the yard to burn it because it could be contaminated. He crawled out there and rescued Woody, Mr. Potato Head, and Slinky Dog. He hid them in a trunk in the attic and told them to go to sleep for a while. Andy Sr. recovered from polio, grew up, got married, and had a son, the Andy from the Toy Story movies. But while Mom was pregnant with Andy Jr.'s little sister, Andy Sr. got sick again. The family moved into Andy Sr.'s parents' house, and as Andy Sr. was dying, he called his son into his room, gave him the key to the trunk, and said, "You're going to need a friend, and I want you to have my best friend as a child." So it seems like it fills in some of the holes that we've wondered about. Because they say that there's, are you getting all upset?
Me?
Yeah, you look kind of sad.
No, I'm sad and happy. I'm just like, that movie makes me feel so good. Mm. And no, I know, I was sitting there because I was listening to you. Like, I was trying to get it straight with the senior and the junior.
Why couldn't he have just left with a horror from The Office? Like everybody else is dead.
Stop it.
He's dead. So I guess as they pan around, so apparently the house that they're moving out of in the original Toy Story, which is when the toys get lost,
yeah.
Right? The house that they're moving out of is Andy Sr.'s dad's house, and I guess that's where they went to, you know, have his final days, according to this particular story. And that as they pan around the house, if you pay attention, you can see that there are photographs on the wall that appear to be Andy, but he's got glasses on in them. And Andy doesn't wear glasses, so now we're making the assumption that that's Andy Sr., the dad. And in another picture, the kid's missing his two front teeth, but Andy apparently hasn't lost his yet. So supposedly those are childhood pictures of Andy's dad, which makes sense if they're living in Andy Sr.'s mother's house. So that's why young Andy, his mom and his sister are moving in the first movie, and why there's not that much stuff in the moving truck. It wasn't their house to begin with. So, and there's a lot more to it. It includes Andy Sr. being bullied as a child by Al from Al's Toy Barn. And there is one person, though, who is calling BS on this, and that would be Andrew Stanton, who also co-wrote the Toy Story movies. So he tweeted, "Complete and utter fake news. Everyone go back to your homes. Nothing to see here, folks. Hashtag I was there." So sadly, we may never know the truth because Joe Ranft co-wrote
it.
I know. I actually sort of liked it, too. And then I read the Andrew Stanton thing. And Andrew's was, I don't know if he still is, but he was a local guy, you know.
So maybe the dad left with a horror from The Office.
Possibly, Vinny. Okay. That could be. And maybe they just don't want to tell that part of the story because it's not as nice. Have you ever been out somewhere and wished that you had an adult diaper on?
No, I've never thought, you know what I'd like to do right now? Crap myself. No, well, I've never.
Not to crap yourself, Vinny, but like, you know, you're in a crowd somewhere and like you have to pee real bad and you... You know, yay, luckily you've got some...
Yeah, you're stuck at the front of the whatever concert at
right.
the stage, trying to make your way back.
And you just don't make it.
Have you?
Have I ever wished I had one?
Had
oh,
an adult
hell yeah.
diaper. Have you?
I've wished, sure.
Have
yeah,
you?
I've never had one.
I've never thought about that.
I had a friend who used to wear them to concerts, and he was like,
no, you don't.
Yeah, no, I did. I knew a guy.
We've and heard people do that
he
before,
he would
yeah.
wear them to concerts so he wouldn't have to leave. He also...
Is this Village?
You know, I think that Village has done that, but this is not. That's not who I'm referring to. I actually do think that Village has done that, though.
Worn a diaper to a concert mm-hmm. so he could just drink all the beer he wants and whiz on himself.
He's not. He's whizzing into the diaper.
It wicks it away
from you, Vinny. Uh-uh. You know how diapers work. They're nice and dry. You've never.
Sounds like it'll be itchy.
How much does it hold? And doesn't a grown-up hold a lot more? It just
maybe just let it out a little at a time.
Just be like everybody else, and you're making the circle from the bar to the restroom to your seat to the bar to the restroom to your seat. Oh. That's the deal, right?
I suppose.
Kelly Osbourne wet her pants over the weekend. She was at the New York City Pride Parade on Sunday, and she was on Twitter bitching that Starbucks and Chelsea wouldn't let her use the bathroom, and so she had an accident. Shame on you, Starbucks. Hashtag peed my own pants. That's not exactly the hashtag. In this location because your shameful employees refuse to let me use the toilet. I have pee in my shoe.
I would bet you money that's not how it happened. I went to a Starbucks in New York and the line was out the mother door for people to use the restroom.
This particular Starbucks is saying, we don't have a restroom.
Ah!
We're really sorry that this happened to you, but when you came in, we weren't not letting you use the bathroom. We don't have one. I guess you wanted to use the employee toilet. I'm sure there is a toilet somewhere in there because employees would have to pee, but I guess they send customers down to a Starbucks a couple blocks away. So Kelly Osbourne, though, she went on to party the rest of the day, so even though she had pee-pee in her pants, she... You know,
well,
let that dry. And
even
just...
if they had a bathroom, she'd have been in a long line, is my point. A long one.
Right. I guess she was hanging out with Sam Smith, the, you know, the English singer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they partied the day away. She documented it on her Instagram page. Geez, I don't have time for much more. Let me see if I've got something short here. Oh, there were a couple interesting back in the days today. 733 years ago today, in 1284, according to the Grimm's fairy tale, today's the day the Pied Piper led the children out of Hamelin, Germany. The townsfolk didn't pay him for getting all the rats out, so he came back and abducted all their children, had them follow him out. 198 years ago, in 1819, not even 200 years ago, was the patent for the bicycle.
Oh.
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it? I feel like in the olden days, they had the big wheel in the front. Remember that?
Yeah.
See
those ones? 187 years ago today in 1830, King George IV, the fattest king of England ever, died at age 67. For breakfast, he would eat two pigeons and three steaks and wash them down with a bottle of wine, a glass of champagne, and several glasses of brandy.
It doesn't even seem possible.
And 17 years ago today in the year 2000, United Nations Anti-Drug Day was celebrated in China. They celebrated by executing 56 people for growing, selling, and smuggling drugs. And on the same day in Vietnam, 11 people were shot to death by a firing squad for moving heroin and opium. So happy United Nations Anti-Drug Day, everyone.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Yay.
Oh, what about Harry Potter? Did you say that already?
Oh, it's 20
years old today.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have that today. It's not on this list.
Drug bust in a retirement village. Beauty tip.
Oh, I love beauty tips.
How to get through your dentist appointments and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:30, just about 8:38. And this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Guess what? Yuzi just told me that there are more spaces available for our live secret show this Wednesday. This thing is a blowout. We've done this 3 years in a row now. We're going to do a live secret show at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, the ultimate wine country destination. And then we're going to head over and do a pool party after it with karaoke.
Woo!
And mermaids and narwhals.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. And they always do it right at the Fairmont. That place is spectacular. So if you would like to go and you're over 21, call now, 800-400-3697. Starting with caller number 9, we'll take 10 callers in a row, give you each a pair of tickets. And I think we actually have a few more pairs tomorrow, believe it or not.
Right.
I don't know how we haven't maxed this thing out yet. That tent is big. It's a nice size tent
uh-huh.
that we do the broadcast in, but we'd love to have you at this. So Try to call now, 800-400-3697. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all time.
Oh, my God.
We've got people working on it round the clock to keep it clean, free, and easy. You can access all the information, no problem.
Please
do. Whether it be about the employees here at Radio Alice or the artists we play. Or
upcoming events.
Maybe you want to know what Jane's up to. Sure. Go to RadioAlice.com, man. It's right there.
Click away. Make us your homepage.
Do it all the time.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much. Here's what's happening. So the carpool lane cheats are making the news today. Oh. As there you are listening to us right now. You're alone in your car.
And you're in the carpool lane.
And you're in the carpool
How
lane.
How dare you?
I mean, high five for listening to us. Thank you.
Yeah. But really, move over. It's
but you're
not allowed.
One of the 30% of cars in the diamond lanes are driven by solo drivers.
Well, takes balls.
Well, it's a $491 fine, and people are willing to risk it.
You know, what do you think about that express toll lanes?
I like it.
So if I'm in a wicked hurry and I'm willing to pay 50 cents a mile and it'll ding me automatically,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's I'm kind of for that. Although, I mean, the carpool lanes do encourage people, except for the 30% who are using them illegally, to actually, you know, get one car off the road.
Well, you'd like to think people who can carpool do.
Right.
But our lives are extremely busy. And even if you do have someone you could go to work with, you find yourself going, I can't do it today. I got to get the kid after
right.
work. And then from there, I just can't.
Yep.
And that's probably the main reason why people can't do the carpool thing is they've got to go somewhere right after that you don't got to go.
Right.
Whether
no,
it's
I,
the
listen,
gym.
It, become,
or to
it
get
can
the
be
kid,
inconvenient. Right.
Or whatever. That's probably the main reason why.
Right.
Or you just don't like that rat.
Sure. Or you just want to be alone and listen to your radio station. Hello. Hi. Don't want to have to argue about what station you're listening to. You just keep it on Alice the whole time.
The CHP says they've been trying harder than ever to keep the single-person occupancy driver out of the carpool lane, but it continues to be a huge problem. It looks like they're going to be trying to get more CHP patrols just for carpool enforcement during the hours when the rules are in effect.
I don't know why they don't just set up the cameras like they do at the toll things and they snap a picture every so often. And
well, if your kid's in the car...
That counts.
That counts, right. But you might not see that seat
That's
in
true.
The back. So you can't be doing that that way.
Maybe that shouldn't count.
Your kid?
Well, I want it to count because I have kids.
Right.
Works out for me.
Sure. Well,
why'd you say that then?
Because you're not actually taking a car off the road. You know, you're just driving your kids.
I wonder if you get a point when you're busted for carpool
lane. Oh, I don't
know. Because
a good question.
The old point is the one that those start to pile up. That's always been a thing for me. If
right.
you get a couple of those, especially in a row, you are perilously close to losing your license
right.
for a minute.
And your insurance goes way up.
Right.
Any kind of moving violation, right?
And oh, no point.
No point. There's the difference.
Mm.
The point. You got to give them a point.
Yep. Give them 2 points.
Well,
let's
not
mean.
Get crazy.
Why?
But
keep them out of the line. They're
right.
not supposed
I
to be in there.
I didn't know. You know, look, it's 3:15. Sorry. I got carried away.
Well, you never will again, will you?
Well, you don't need to 2-point me, okay?
Oh.
Seriously, I got a
Make
red light ticket one time and then a speeding, and now I've lost my license.
Yep.
For 15 minutes?
Well, red light and speeding, come on.
Anyway, get ready, everyone. They're going to be enforcing that more. And they're also giving less of those stickers.
Yeah, those are... I don't even know how to get... I probably could get one because I have a non-zero emissions car, but I just...
You don't need it.
Well, I don't really drive during the high peak times.
Besides, that sticker would bust up your super cool look.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you don't want to put stickers on your toaster.
Right. Never mind.
What?
Well, I don't want to talk about the color scheme of your car as it is.
As it is, I get called out all the time. That one guy still...
He's still following you at work or on the way to work?
Well, whenever I do see him, I know I see him because he makes it known.
Hey, it's me over here.
Hey.
I know you.
Yeah. Flashy, flash, flash. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm half asleep driving to work.
All right. Cops raided a home last week in the Villages at Florida.
Oh.
In Florida. Is that where your parents live? The Villages?
No.
I thought it was.
They live on Marco Island? Is it on Marco Island?
Just says the Villages.
Yeah, just...
I just assume every place...
is basically where they live, sure.
It's the world's largest retirement community.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
They were looking for drugs, and they found them.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, a whole meth op.
Oh, at the Villages. Boy, I think of retirement places as just nice old people on their rocking chairs with their knitting and their stories of the olden days. I do not picture them meth labbing it.
They also found a golf cart chop shop.
Oh.
Apparently, golf carts are the main...
mode of transport in a place called the Villages.
At the Villages, and...
they're getting stolen and...
These people were taking stolen golf carts and chopping them up and selling them for parts.
Wow.
The five people in this house that was raided are all between 42 and 63, and they're all facing several charges with the golf cart chop shop and the meth lab.
What's a 42-year-old doing at a retirement
home? I don't know. Probably
staying with their mom.
Cooking the meth.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, we're going to move our meth operation in here. All right, dear. I'll be watching my soap operas.
Here's a beauty tip for you.
Okay, I love beauty tips.
They're actually selling these now, it looks like, at Sephora, but you can get them for free in a public bathroom.
What are they?
Next time you feel yourself out for a long day or even into the nighttime and you find yourself feeling like your makeup's been on too long or whatever and you're a little oily... use the toilet seat gasket to blot your face.
I've heard that.
Oh, really?
They say they're great for getting oil off your skin without leaving behind little...
bits of lint, yeah.
Crummy lint stuff from paper towels.
Oh, who knew?
You can get them at Sephora, or you can get them from the restroom.
Yeah, where they're free.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll go try that right now and blot my face.
You never wear makeup and you don't have oily skin. What are you talking about?
Well, I can get a little oil off my face.
Oh, get out of here.
I'll go see if I can get it off there. Everybody's got oil on their skin.
Well, everybody does, but you don't.
Okay.
And you just put hand lotion on your face, which is insane.
Well, that's what works the best.
All right.
And it's cheaper.
Okay.
God, the face stuff is so expensive. I feel guilty using it. It's like, you
feel
know, you
guilty using.
Well, I just feel like, God, this seems wasteful. It's
lotion
like
made for your face.
Yes, I just use Curel or whatever. Hand lotion.
All right.
I don't know if guilt's the right word for it. I just feel like.
Wasteful?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it's your face.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's not surgery, it's just nice lotion for your face.
Yeah, it's just that I can't, like, be liberal with it, you know? Like, I always feel like, oh, God, that's too much. Let me wipe some of that back. And, like, it's a whole thing. I just want to go... and
that was $10.
Yeah, I know!
That's the best part of having a girlfriend that's into that stuff.
Is that you can use all
their...
right
into it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Dig right in. It's not what I didn't pay for.
Go, that's $100 right there, man! Right.
Don't use this.
Don't you love me? Don't you want me to be handsome?
This is not going to help. This will just make you beautiful. Is that what you want?
A woman named Diana Smith is the principal at Washington Latin Public Charter School in Washington, D.C., and she's made an offer to the 8th and 9th graders for this summer as they head off into their summer vacations. Anyone who avoids screens for 11 days will get $100.
How?
Here's how it works. Every Tuesday this summer, she wants them to avoid every screen. No phones, computers, video games, or TV.
Oh.
They need 2 adult witnesses to certify that they went screen-free.
And then they get $100
for all 11 Tuesdays this summer. She'll give them $100 out of her pocket.
Uh-oh.
There are 160 students eligible. So if they all pull it, she'll be out $16,000. But she's betting that no more than even 50 of them would try it.
Even then, that's still $5,000 out of her own pocket.
She says she's doing it because, quote, I've become increasingly uncomfortable with the amount of phone use in these kids' lives. I don't like when teachers bribe their students, but I do like that they need help with this particular relationship.
Well, the thing with little kids is that, you know, they don't know anything else. And they see us on our phones, and they want their phone, and then all their friends are on their phone. Man, just wait till the Oasis comes. Whew.
Oh,
kids are screwed.
That book is so good, guys. Man. What is it called again?
Ready Player One.
It's really good.
Scary.
And nerd culture is fascinating to me. Just how much they love the game.
I'm so glad you're enjoying
it. They love it so much.
Well, it is their life. They don't have a life outside of, there's no life. The kid grew up on this virtual reality.
I know, but the hero he holds up, the hero who created the way.
Right, the Oasis.
He studies him, and every
he's like a scholar.
Dingle thing about him and the things this guy loves are just, it's just more video games and more 80s TV, and it's really like a trivia thing. I don't know. It's fascinating. It's a really... I'm liking it. I can't wait to see the movie. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I agree. I don't... The whole thing is going to be set in... So it's animated?
Well, isn't it?
It would have to be.
They can't put the nerdy boy...
I know.
Onto the screen.
But then they talk about how it's a faithful, you know, reproduction of like this guy's hometown on this, you know, and I'm like, oh, does it look real? Or does it look like an animated version of a faithful reproduction of this guy's hometown?
If Ready Player One is what they're saying it is, then it looks absolutely real.
So
real
do you look real too? Like, do the people look like real humans? Like, you know what I mean? Or do they look like avatars?
I don't, yeah, it'll be... I'm very interested, and I'm so glad that, like, didn't we say Spielberg is directing this?
Spielberg's doing it. Yuzi's got that look on her face.
Are you talking about that stupid book again?
No, not at all. You know what? I really miss talking to listeners, because they're so sweet, they're so nice, and you just never know what you're going to find. And so I wrote down this one dude, the last dude that got the pair of tickets, his first name for his email address, his first name, and it says God of Tech. I'm all, wait, what? That's funny. His name, God of Tech.
He's who we're talking about.
Right.
He's the guy.
He should read Ready Player One.
He's probably, that's something they'd say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
God of Tech.
I miss talking to listeners.
Well, you can do it if you want.
I'm sure they miss talking to you, too.
Yeah.
But then Hooman will have nothing to do.
Well, what's going to be so fun for our promotions department is that they'll be able to read every single letter and numerical character.
Well, Hooman's going to hit with the movie any minute, right?
One has
any
to.
Any minute.
Assume.
It sounds like he's up to something. You got to know that.
Yeah. Who knows what?
Something grand, for sure.
Grand! Something grand!
Let's put that in the movie review the next time in a few weeks.
Yeah.
The grand movie review.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Because of all of you, my radio family, we watched all three Toy Story movies this weekend.
All right.
Love you guys.
So good. Man, cry my eyes out at those movies.
Yeah, they're really good. 650 says, Sarah wished she had an adult diaper on the marching band field. LOL.
I sure did wish that. I would have peed 3 hours earlier, I'm sure of it.
A lot of people wrote in as you were doing that story about the backstory to Toy Story.
Yes.
Saying, he's denied the backstory. Yeah. Pixar says that's fake.
Yeah, Pixar, Andrew Stanton, like a Pixar guy, he co-wrote that story and is saying that is fake. Still, it's a good backstory.
Wow, super sad.
Friend in me. Crank it up. You got a friend in me.
This guy, like, lives at Pixar, huh?
He does. Does he do all their music?
I think so.
Feels like it.
Randy Newman?
Yeah.
So good.
Good for him. It's a nice gig.
Great gig.
All right, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.